Ein Rishayset Beis. V'tafke Echol. Aber Shnayim Koyim Yachad. Shem Bo HaEchol Lahatois. Yaski Renu Chatveiru. That which you say you're not to read to the light of a lamp, it's only if you're reading by yourself. If two people are reading together, then we're not concerned one is going to touch the lamp, because if he starts doing it, the other one's going to catch him right away. Ushu Koyim Binyin Echol. This only helps if they're reading the same thing together. Shaz Yashkiyach Echol B'ma Shiyasif HaVeiru. If they're reading together, so one's going to notice what the other guy's doing. Avol Mishnei Yonim, although each one's involved in reading his part of this thing, it does not help because they're not connected enough to remove the chash of one of them inadvertently tilting the lamp. The Rambo says, V'yeshayimim, V'shnei Svarim, I feel V'nyin Echad also. If they each one reading their own book, even though they're reading the same topic, it's also also. Achein also leim epiyutim b'leil yontiv shechal liyos b'shabes b'beis haknesses v'chein nogu. In other words, he's erasing a big shayla. In the olden days, how did the daven on leil Shabbos? He had to read lo aner shem yata. Each one's reading for his own siddur. So, and that is a heta that since every Shabbos you're saying the same tefillah, so you basically know the tefillah. You're just looking inside just to make sure you got it 100% right. But the special piyutim, the Sian Yontif, which people are not used to, and Echanavi, if the Yontif was Chal on Shabbos, it would be also to read them. The Shabrura does bring a machlokes in respect to candles that light well in this lesser of Chash of Temeyata, that there are opinions that say that it's permitted to read to the candlelight. And he says that Shalai Lutzav, one should not be lenient. But there are sometimes of lamps that have very clear and straight smooth fires, which Mishavu says are permitted.